السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا، صدق الله العلي العظيم. There is a consensus among all Muslims that are the principles, the main and the fundamental principles of religion are: number one, the monotheism, at-tawheed; number two, an-nubuwah, the prophethood; and number three, the belief in the hereafter. And there is a disagreement when it comes to the imamah or the khilafah among the schools. Some say this is also part of the main principles and the fundamentals of Islam. Others, they say, no, this is a minor issue. This is not part of the principles or usul al-din. And also they agree that among the principles of Islam, the ibadat, prayers, fasting, hajj, and almsgiving, these are the fundamentals of Islam. However, when it comes to the issue of succession and khilafah, there is a difference. Different opinions and different ideologies. In the Sunni tradition, they believe that the Khilafah is left for the people to decide. God would not decide for them, neither the Prophet would decide the Caliph for them or the Imam for them. This is left for the Shura among the Muslims to get together and choose someone as a successor to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Why? While according to the Shia tradition, the school of Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet and his family, they believe and they argue that the Khilafah and the Imamah is also determined by God and proclaimed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He is the one who conveys to the people the caliphs and the imams and the successors after him. And then they advance some verses in the Quran in support of their argument. One of them is in chapter 28, Surah Al-Qasas. Surah Al-Qasas, verse 68. In that chapter, in verse 68, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. وَرَبُّكَ, your Lord, only your Lord, is creates what He loves, what He likes, and He decides. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَارُ. People have no choice in deciding. So the Ahlul Bayt tradition, they believe that this sentence is in reference to the Khilafah, to the leadership on earth. God chooses the leaders. This issue is not left for people to decide. Yes, sometimes you want to choose a mayor, a governor, a president of your country. This is part of the political process, mundane things. But when it comes to a prophet and a successor to the prophet, which is an imam or caliph, this issue, they believe, it is left for God to decide. And it is by the nas and ta'in, selection, not election, not the election of the people, but by the selection of God. And God mentions the names of those that He wants to succeed the prophet, not just Prophet Muhammad, any prophet. Now, when it comes to this difference, this should not overshadow the common platform that we have. We have, Muslims have many commonalities among themselves. The most important commonality is Tawheed, monotheism, is the belief in the Prophet. We don't have two prophets. We have one prophet, and that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, we believe in the Day of Judgment. We both believe in the Day of Judgment. We both believe that we have only one book, the Holy Quran, and one Qibla, which is towards the Kaaba. And we pray 5 daily prayers, and we fast the month of Ramadan, and we go on pilgrimage to the house of God, and we pay almsgiving and zakat. So these things are in common. What we have in common are more, much more than the differences. But some Muslims today, who are a small minority, they focus on the differences rather than the common platform. And this is something wrong. This is something wrong. And the Muslims are paying the price today. They are paying the price of inflaming sectarianism by fear. They are paying the price, and the price is very heavy. The price, you can see it on television every single day. The price is the blood of the innocents. Innocent men, women, children, the destruction of hospitals, mosques, schools, marketplace, and it results in many tragedies, catastrophes, millions of refugees, millions of people who lost their loved ones and their life and their homes and their future. We Muslims have to wake up, both the traditions, the Shia and the Sunni, have to be more responsible today. More responsible. Although there is a difference when it comes to the issue of Khilafah, but that issue of Khilafah should not overshadow what we have in common. And we should not aid and support our enemies. Our enemies, they try to focus on the differences. Our enemies are trying to set us apart, and they say we should fight with each other. You don't have a common cause. You are the enemies of each other. And we should not fall in this trap. These are political things. These are politics today is dividing the Muslims. In reality, it's not religion. It's politics. The imams of the madahib, from a long time ago, they used to dialogue with each other, speak to each other, respect each other, despite their differences.
اختلاف الرأي لا يفسد في للود قضية.
When you have difference in opinion, that should not be a cause of fighting
among you.
واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. This is a call for all the Muslims. And one of the ways that bring us together, closer to each other, is to get to know each other. Because many of these fightings and conflicts, they stem from ignorance. They stem from misconception and misunderstanding of the other. When someone believes that this group are non-Muslims, because they do not agree with him in his opinion. When some people believe that this school or that tradition, they have a different Quran. They don't believe in the same Quran. Or they don't pray. Or they consider Ali as the Prophet, not Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are misconceptions. And they stem from ignorance. So we need to get to know each other. When you know each other, you remove these barriers of ignorance and you leave no room for attacking and slandering. The more you get to know each other, the more you're going to respect each other. The same thing between the Christians and the Muslims. When the Christians and the Muslims, they don't know each other, they start fighting, burning each other's homes, as it is happening right now in Egypt. Muslims are burning the homes of the Coptics and Coptics are retaliating. Although they've been neighbors, citizens of the same land, same country, for thousands of years. Now they are burning the homes of each other because of ignorance, because of bigotry, ta'assub. Bigotry when you don't use your mind. When you store your mind, you freeze your mind and you use your emotions. When someone uses his emotions, he becomes mutaassib, a bigot, a radical. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Today we live in a society that is very diverse. Look at yourself, look at where you live. In the complex that you live, your neighbors, some of them are Buddhists, some of them are Hindus, some of them are Jews, some of them are Catholics, some of them are atheists. In the same complex that you live, we are surrounded by people of different ideologies, different colors, different cultures, different languages. And Allah wants us to live in peace, not to fight. Allah wants us to tolerate each other. We should not be the judge. Allah never appointed anyone of you or me as a judge here to prosecute people. He says, leave it for me. You dialogue in kindness, in fairness, use your reason, and leave the result for me. I will decide on the day of judgment. I will decide. We should not appoint ourselves as judiciary and try to execute people who do not agree with us. This is not the sunnah of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, Muslims, they did well when it came to interfaith. Interfaith means the dialogue with the Jews and the Christians. We did very well. But we did not do good when it came to intrafaith, the dialogue between the Muslims themselves. They don't speak to each other. There are some masajid mosques who are willing to reach out to the next door church and synagogue, but they are not willing to reach out to their brothers and sisters in Islam who say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This thing has to change. This thing has to change. If we want Islam to be respected in America, we have to respect each other. If we want Donald Trump to respect the Muslims in this country, then we have to respect each other first. We cannot invite Trump to respect us while we do not respect each other. This is wrong, my friends, and this would not happen. Unless you respect each other first, then the world is going to respect you. Then the outsider is going to respect you. It's like a family. The members of one family, when they don't work together, when they don't love each other, when they fight, people are not, their neighbors are not going to respect them. But once the family is unified, strong, harmonious, people are going to respect you. And we, the Muslims, we are one family. Not just the Muslims. I believe we and the Christians and the Jews and the Hindus and the Buddhists and the Sikh and this and that are one family in a humanity. We share humanity. We share a human principle. Some of us chose to be Hindu. Some of us chose to be Buddhist. Some of us chose to be Jews. Some of us chose to be Muslims. Some chose to be Shia. Some chose to be Sunni. And tell me, please tell me, how many of the Sunnis, they know why they are Sunnis? And how many of the Shias, they know why they are Shia? What percentage? How many of them they really researched? Not even 0.5%, believe me. Not even 0.5% of the Sunnis, they know why they are Sunni. Neither 0.5% of the Shia, they know why they are Shia. It's all because it's in the family. I am born in this family. It happens that my father is Shia, my mother is Shia, I became Shia. It happened that my father and my mother are Sunni, I became Sunni. If they were Buddhist, I would have been Buddhist. How many of you read a book about the differences? How many of you? 1%? Less than 1%. We take it for granted. It runs in the family. We take religion as a cultural issue, not spiritual, not even intellectual. We follow cultures. We don't follow religion. We follow cultures. This is true with the Sunni and the Shia, both. So let's respect each other. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنًا. Get yourself, give yourself a chance to listen to the others. To listen to all opinions and then make up your mind. Do not make up your mind arrogantly. Do not make up your mind ignorantly. Make your mind after understanding what is around you, after reading about others. Then choose. After that you choose. And once you read about others, your choice, God says your choice most likely is going to be correct. Why? Because God has given us something called the brain and reason. And when we use the brain and reason and we put atifa, atifa means what? Emotions and desires. We put it aside, we use the reason. Most likely, I'm not saying 100%, 90% we're going to reach the final destination. As-sirat al-mustaqim. When we use our reason, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي
وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي. عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. روي عن سيدنا ومولانا الإمام أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال. I read this hadith last week and I covered two parts of it, and today inshallah I will cover the other two parts. He says, قرأت من التوراة والإنجيل والزبور والفرقان فأخذت من كل واحدة كلمة. I read all these divine scriptures and I chose a sentence out of each one of them. One sentence, the best. I read the Torah and the Torah says, من صمت نجا. He who maintains silence is going to be saved. He's going to save his dignity and his honor. وقرأت الإنجيل ومن قنع شبع. He who is content with what God has given him and satisfied with what God has given him, قناعة, is going to feel full, is not going to feel empty. Even though sometimes he doesn't have, but he feels full. Some people, they don't have money, but they feel they are rich. Some people, they have lots of money, but they act cheap. You see it every single day. So the money in your pocket does not make you rich. What makes you rich is your heart and your soul and your belief in God. That I live and He takes care of me. I should not cheapen myself. If I move straight on Sirat al-Mustaqim, I don't cheat, I don't lie, He's going to take care of me. And if I'm not lazy sitting at home, I'm working, I'm a hard-working person, definitely He's not going to abandon. وَمَنْ قَنَعَ شَبَعَ. And then he said, وَمِنَ الزَّبُورِ, from the Psalm of David, this is what I chose. مَنْ تَرَكَ الشَّهَوَاتِ سَلِمَ مِنَ الْآفَاتِ. He who avoids the desires and the whims and the lust is going to be protected from harms, is going to be safe from moral diseases. من الآفات. آفة is moral disease. We have desires. And desire does not only mean the sexual desire. This is one of them. Some people have desire for food. Unsatiated desire for food. Whatever he eats and eats and eats, he's still hungry. Some people have desire for money. Some people today, they have obsession with Pokemon Go, you know. It's creating disasters. Some kids are losing their lives in accidents because he's running after Pokemon Go. Okay? This is an obsession. The kids have an obsession with this, and the adults have obsession with something else. Some people have obsession with fame. Don't give him food, don't give him shelter, but try to mention his name. I know some people are like that. So desires are different. Desires are different. Some people have desire for bigotry. I was listening to the Republican National Convention. Someone was promoting weapon. Promoting silah and weapon. And asking women and housewives to go and purchase guns to protect themselves. Why do you ask them to purchase guns? Then what is the job of the police department? If everyone wants to buy a gun and shoot, why do we have police and FBI and these agencies? Because this sick person, he has desire, because he comes from a cowboy family, definitely, it runs in his blood. Shooting. Shooting will not put an end to our the crime in this society. Civility and aql and reason. And make the police department a fair department, not discriminatory department. That will bring the crime down. When people respect each other,
But if people are threatened by each other, they feel insecure, they carry gun with them all the time, that would not make the society peaceful and safe. So desires are different. The Psalm says, he who can avoid his desire definitely is going to avoid moral diseases. Salima min al-afat is going to be safe of hurt and harm. And Amir al-Mu'mineen lastly says, wa min al-Furqan, Allahu Akbar, see this book has more than 6,000 verses. More than 6,000. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, my favorite is this, the following. You know what is his favorite in this book? وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He who puts his trust and confidences in God, God is going to suffice him. He doesn't need anyone else. When you have God, you don't need anyone else. Even if you know no one in the community, but you know God, and you know him very well, and he knows you very well, he's going to suffice you. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Why sometimes we feel insecure? Why we feel insecure about what is happening tomorrow? My mortgage, my rent, my payment, my children, my neighbor, my this, my job, my health. Because my relationship with God is broken. The day we fix this relationship, you don't feel insecure. Because you know there is someone who's monitoring you, is watching over you. You don't feel insecure. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. On Thursday, this coming Thursday, we're going to commemorate the martyrdom of our sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. And we have two events left in August. One of them is the youth camp, which is the 17th annual youth camp. We've been doing this for the last 17 years. Successful camp. We bring the young generation, we inspire them with hope, because many in the young generation, they have depression, I'm telling you. They lost their focus. They have a problem in their life. And some parents, they cannot fix them. Some teachers at the universities, they cannot fix them. So let them come to these camps where they enjoy the spiritual, intellectual, social atmosphere, and inshallah they change. So I encourage them to come. Ages 17 and up, it would be August 11th until 14th, in a very nice spot, by the way, overlooking the ocean. Very beautiful campground. So invite them to join us. If you cannot come, or you cannot send your son, sponsor someone else, because this is a bit expensive, 250. By the way, we are paying to the camp, we are paying 270, but we are charging the youth 250. So the center, Islamic center, is putting 20 bucks from his own pocket. Samir Amiri has to pay. He's standing there. Okay? So you can sponsor, you can liwajhillah, and this deserves even zakat. You can pay your zakat, your homes to this cause. And 1 week after that, August 19th through 21st, we have the same camp here, the junior camp for those who are 9 years old up to 14 years old. So try to send them here, inshallah. Allahumma khfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات وعجل في فرج سيدنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.